Welcome along to the bonus episode of The Go Glow this week. This season of The Go Glow is brought to you with thanks to Boyne Valley Honey. In some brilliant news, Boyne Valley Honey is the official breakfast partner of Pieta's Darkness Into Light 2026, proudly supported by Electric Ireland. Right now, you can pick up a special promotional pack in stores, and with every bottle sold, 25 cents is donated to Pieta, supporting the incredible life-saving support they provide. More than 40,000 hours of therapy are provided through Pieta's services each year, so make sure to pick up a promotional pack of Boyne Valley Honey in stores, because it is a small way to make a big difference. We are home from Lake Garda. I have had the best week ever, and you know, we always speak to our group. We went over 130 of us to run the Lake Garda half marathon, and this trip has been like 2 years in the making for us. And so I've been working really hard on trying to stay as positive as possible since we got home.
What goes up must come down. Oh. But it's hard, but that weekend could not have gone better, like, in terms of there was so much against us last week with the blockades in the M50, mm-hmm. with there was an Italian airstrike, which our flight landed an hour before, but if it was going to be delayed or if it was going to be a bit later, we weren't going to be able to get on the flight. All our people were on that flight.
Yeah.
Bar a couple of people flying in from London, and we had people flying in from America. But we arrived in Lake Garda, the sun was shining, the skies were clear the next morning. Our welcome drinks that night was on a rooftop bar at the hotel over the pool. And I remember walking out and I was just looking around. There was no wind.
Oh, I know.
And it was
so
warm.
Hot.
And it was like, you know, the feeling I got was like we were all there for like our best mate's wedding.
Yeah.
Abroad. Except, you know, without the madness of an abroad wedding.
And the finisher's party we had, if anyone was at the concert hall, the Gavigans were in Lake Garda. Our amazing friend Grania, who is such a beautiful singer. So she was singing. Brendan was playing the guitar. Declan was getting everyone going with the Mickey Joe Hart tunes. It was immaculate. But a huge thank you to all of our Lake Garda crew. We shared something so special this weekend, and I'm trying really hard not to crash after it, because my heart is heavy that it's over, but my heart is full because of how incredible it was. Like, it was life changing for me. So speaking of staying positive this week, I wanted to put out a podcast. So last year I put out a podcast with like the Mel Robbins, Gabby Bernsteins, all these amazing people of, you know, women for Mother's Day. And loads of people got onto me and were like, do a men's one for Father's Day. I'm not going to be in season for Father's Day. So I decided to release it this week. So I put in Hal Elrod, who wrote The Miracle Morning, which changed my life. Jerry Hussey, who's changed my life. Brian Penny, who's changed my life. Who else was in there? Wim Hof.
And Olivia Hunt.
And yeah, I was saving the best for last. Now, I know it was supposed to be a podcast about men, but I couldn't resist because my podcast with Olivia was recently, so I just had to sneak her little clip in at the end.
So the question I'd have for you, right, is when you were putting this podcast together, why did you choose those episodes, and what was the, did you notice a theme? Because when I listened to it, I noticed a theme, but I want to know, did you consciously put that in there, or what made you choose those episodes?
Oh, wow. Such a good question. So why did I choose those episodes? Well, I feel like myself and Hal Elrod have a very similar message. Jerry, the GAA story, one of my favorite stories that Jerry has ever told. And Brian Penny with the first and second darts. You know, Brian has told me 1,000 stories that I really connect with. So I wanted to put that in. No, I didn't
purposely. It must be the restless leg, is it?
It's restless leg and the fact that we're recording another podcast at 9:30. What did you notice?
So does it, like, so if you listen to all the podcasts or all the guests, they all talk about choice.
Mm.
So that was, I was like, oh, she's put this together because they're all talking about you have a choice. So that's why I was wondering whether it was put together in that way. So Hal Elrod, you know, kicks off with saying you can choose how you live your life. And then Brian Penny's goes on with, to talk about, you know, first and second dart. And the first dart is an external thing that happens to you. The second dart is how you basically react to that, but you choose how you react mm-hmm. to that. So the word choice just kept coming up in this podcast over and over and over again. It then came up with Olivia saying, you know, you have an incredible power to choose the life that you want, which is similar to what Hal was saying. But they all talk about different...
Oh, and Wim Hof as well. So when I asked Wim Hof, what do you think about when you lie in bed at night? He said, well, I don't think about dying. I think about living every day. And that too is a choice.
Yeah. So maybe subconsciously you came up with that stuff. But one thing I love that Jerry said, so we haven't mentioned Jerry, he did actually kind of mention, you know, choosing. You either choose to go all in or you're not in. But I loved his reference to Matthew McConaughey and the don't half ass it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see that a lot, you know, with people. And I always kind of try and say to Pia when she's doing a job, I was like, if you're going to do, because it actually, this was instilled in me as a kid. It's like, if you're going to do a job, do it properly. Or like, don't do it at all, because you may as well not be doing the job because you're not finishing it or you're not doing it well. So that's what Jerry was saying about what Matthew McConaughey said as well. Is like, don't half-ass it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going in, and you see it with people who are successful in life. And I've been in meetings with billionaires and multimillionaires, and they are not half-assing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've, you know... Even look at with Greg O'Shea on the trip this weekend.
Oh, yes.
Like Greg, I have so much respect for Greg because he just does everything the right way.
I know.
Greg had an injury. He unfortunately wasn't able to run in Lake Garda.
This is Greg O'Shea, Olympian Greg O'Shea.
Yeah, Olympian Greg O'Shea. So we're in the me and you are wandering down to the pool, and there's Greg. He's got the London Marathon in 3 weeks' time, and he's doing all his physio work in the gym, getting himself, you know, in the best possible position to be able to do the London Marathon in a couple of weeks. And I was just looking at him going, like, he literally just does everything right. He's not half-assing anything. He's going at it all in. And he was also all in on the trip as well.
I know.
He was all in with every single person. He gave everyone an incredible amount of time and advice and high vibes as well.
I know. I was actually blown away because obviously we asked Greg to come on this trip last year, and then I was kind of looking at all the stuff he had coming up, and I was like, oh God, he's running from LA to Vegas the week before Lake Garda. He's got London Marathon 3 weeks later. He's currently in Hong Kong. He's already in Hong Kong after Italy. And I was a bit like, oh God, he could come to Lake Garda and just be completely depleted and not present. He showed up like every other person on that trip, which was an open heart, with so much kindness, with so much interest in other people. I stood there with him at the welcome party as he spoke to every single person, told people he remembered them from New York 2024, and then seeing their faces light up that he remembered them, or, you know, bothered to take an interest in their journeys, how they got on with their training, what their race strategy was, And then I was chatting to Luke and Tim at the finishers party, and Luke was saying that Greg stood on the sidelines as a supporter, cheering every single person on. And he made such a good observation about Greg. He said every single thing that comes out of his mouth is a high vibe sentence.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, Luke, that is such a good observation. He said he stood there and he cheered every single member of Team Good Glow on. And he said every time you're in a conversation with him, he's encouraging you, he is supporting you, he's lifting you up higher, and every single thing he does is high vibes, which is so accurate.
And it's probably a choice on how he is going to present himself to the world, you know? If you throw it back to the podcast, right, the one thing that when I was listening to the pod again today came to me about that, and I was thinking about Greg at the time, is like, so Hal Elrod said, who you're becoming, you know, there's two couple of things, who are you becoming and who are you being, and are those two things linked? And in the case of Greg, and in the case of everyone, if they're not linked, then it's not going to work. May want to become something, but if you're not being on a daily basis the things that lead you to becoming that person,
then
they're, you know, that's not going to work. But I just, like, I look at Greg and I think, who is he being? He is being his authentic self all the time, and therefore he is becoming who he wants to be. His future self.
Yeah, and actually this conversation with Hal took place after I wrote my book, and something that I wrote in my book was very relevant to that. I wrote in my book that I was so focused on who I thought I was that I couldn't even consider who I wanted to become. And, you know, those stories that I used to tell myself, you're not fit, you're not good enough, you know, you'll never get the promotion, all of these kind of negative stories that would swirl around in my head all the time. And it was only when I got sick that my focus shifted to the future, and I wanted to live longer and be healthier. And so that's what I did every single day. And then I got there.
And that's what your message is now, right? It's like, don't be that way. Be the way you behave now, right?
Actually, I wanted to say something at the welcome party on Friday, and I forgot about it until today. But I wanted to say to people, you know, like, sometimes we feel like when we're running away from something. So running away from grief, or running away from a kind of rock bottom moment that we've had. But actually, what if we could shift our attention to what are you running towards? You know, who you are becoming every single day. And that's why I loved this podcast with Hal, because I just feel like, oh, I'm on such a level with him. I just would love to go out for dinner with Hal. And just, I just think that, like, oh, I just love everything about him. I read The Miracle Morning. I really feel like it changed me at a time when I needed it, those miracle mornings in my life waiting for Tally. And yeah, I'm going to read it again, and I'm going to bring that miracle morning energy back into my life.
There's another really weird connection that I've just thought of now, which is Hal Elrod and Olivia and you. Hal Elrod had cancer. Hal Elrod was also in a really bad car accident.
Yes.
And Olivia Hunt was in a really bad car accident. And she, like, Olivia is a phenomenal person. And her spirit and her, you know, passion for life and living the best life is incredible. And I think, you know, we've had the pleasure of, you know, meeting Olivia a number of times and being on about being on her podcast and stuff. And I think she brings so much to the world. But I also love the little crackle in your voice after she said the sort of monologue that she said about, you know, go out there and live your best life, because we only have one life, etc. Like, why was it that so impactful for you?
I think, like, because I think these things, so then when I hear somebody else saying them, it really connects with me. And I feel so lucky to be surrounded by people who look at this life the same way as me sometimes. And that makes me so incredibly emotional. And I get that with the Good Glow community. And that's where we met Olivia. So when people kind of say things out loud that I are like in my core values, it just takes my breath away.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, so good. So there's, yeah, there's all these little stories in the podcast this week. And I'd really recommend, if you haven't listened to the full episode on Sunday, to go back and have a listen. And I had to put in that story that Jerry told about the GAA team that he was coaching, and that he went in and they were, you know, talking about all the wrong things, and Jerry's been so funny on it. And oh God, I just want every single person in the country to hear Jerry telling that story, because I think it's so relevant, because it's about GAA. Yeah. And, you know, we can all kind of relate to it, well, on different levels, obviously. But it was so funny. And he said he went into a meeting and people were, you know, discussing, well, you know, can we drink? And what if it's a wedding? Well, you can't really drink at weddings, but what if it's a family member's wedding? And Jerry has such a gift of telling a good story, like my pal, Brian Penny, who I adore. And actually, I was lucky enough to see Jerry Hussey and Brian Penny in conversation with each other at the National Concert Hall. Brian was a guest at Jerry's show, and Jerry left tickets for me on the front desk, and we just had tally. So I knew I couldn't go for the whole day, but I just slipped in at a certain time. And it just so happened to be the moment that Brian was on stage with Jerry. And so, oh God, my neck just cracked there. Jesus, I'm like, I need a massage. Ugh. It was a moment where Jerry asked Brian about trauma. And he said, you know, how can people move through their trauma or get over their trauma? And he probably didn't ask it exactly like that, but that's what I remember. But I'm sure Jerry asked it in a better way. And Brian said something, and as he was answering, it was like a waterfall coming out of my eyes, because I'd never felt so comforted by an answer. So anyway, Brian, who had childhood trauma, said, my trauma is a part of who I am. Mm. And sometimes we are so focused on getting over our trauma, forgetting our trauma, healing ourselves from our trauma. He said, my trauma will always be a part of me. It makes up who I am today. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, I was like, oh my God, I have felt broken for so many years. Not completely broken, but like a few chips out of me, you know, out of the knocks that I've taken over the years. And each year I'm like, well, maybe this is the year that I'll forget or get over things, or things won't affect me as much. And then when he said that, it was like he gave me permission to carry it a little bit. And actually, my trauma made me a better person. It made me more patient. It made me more interested. It made me more educated. It made me a kinder person. It helped me find more joy in my life. And so we look at our trauma as this big bad wolf, but maybe it's not.
Mm-hmm. And what the other word you're leaving out there is, it made you become more present, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the now, and not mm-hmm. worrying about the future. You know?
Yeah. I need to come back to that, because I do feel a little bit today like I'm living in the past, I'm living in the future, and I do need to kind of just anchor down in the present moment. But I'm really finding it hard this week.
But you have to just slow down to do that. Mm. You know, you got to be mindful of that and slow down, and you'll be able to do that.
Yeah. Whoa. Do you know what I was thinking there a few minutes ago as I was massaging my legs, trying to, I was just kind of banging them, but maybe I should go away for a night and then come back. Maybe I should go away for a night by myself somewhere. And then when I come back, you go away for a night by yourself somewhere. Would you like that?
Where would you go?
Powers Court or something.
Can there be no phone calls? Because I know when you go away, you'll call me 17 times. Says Tally asleep? What's Tally have for dinner?
Yeah.
What to pee is? So there's no point in you doing that if you're going to call me 17 times.
Okay.
I agree. But so that's interesting. You would go to Powers Court.
Well, I'm just thinking of somewhere local.
I'd go to like a little house in the woods somewhere. I might go up to Luke in the healing forest and go into a little cottage and just stare at the trees for a few minutes.
Yeah, that's fabulous. That would be cheaper. So you can do that and I'll go to Paris Court.
Okay.
But no, it was such a great weekend. We're on a high afterwards and I am getting a few questions from people asking us what's next, and it is Rome.
To me, last year was going to be, we were going to do it and move on and try and do something else in October, but it was too good to not do again.
Mm-hmm.
And just even running, like you're running alongside the walls of the city, which should be boring. But it wasn't boring because you're just looking at these giant blocks of whatever it is, sandstone or whatever the old walls of the old town were made of. And, when I was doing that, it's running up a hill when you're doing that. When I was running up that hill, I was just looking at them going, geez, to think that people built this all those thousands of years ago and lived inside the walls of this city and all roads led to Rome at that point. It was like the center of the world at one point. The whole run was just phenomenal. I actually can't wait to do it again.
I was going to get a PB in Rome, actually. And I turned the corner and the Colosseum was in front of me and I just had to stop. I just had to stop and take in the moment. And I turned around just to look at people's faces. And it was absolutely a moment in my life I'll never forget.
What is your PB?
1:30.
Well then, go for that time.
I mean, 2:30.
That's pretty impressive. Go for that. Go for the 2:15 in Rome.
I wanted to ask you about the men that I featured on the podcast this week are like gladiators to me. And I'm wondering, you know, with everything they said about choice and focusing on who you're becoming and, Brian Penny speaking about the second darts and we have the power and it's all about how we react. Like, what is your plan over the next few weeks as we kind of settle down? Like, we've had three huge trips. I feel like we've been kind of very up in the air as we come back into our personal lives a little bit. What kind of do you want to focus on for the next weeks and months?
It's been a crazy 6 months for me and you and us and everyone in our little orbit. But I think we need to, I need to come up and out and take an aerial view of things and look at, like Hal said, who you are becoming and do the things that align with that. And I think sometimes I can lose focus on that because I will sacrifice the thing that I'm doing. So say I get really busy, I'll just not eat properly.
Yeah.
And that does not align with who I want to become. So I personally think that I need to sort of take an aerial view and go, actually, am I doing the things on a daily basis that align with the person who I want to be? And if I'm honest with you, the last 6 months definitely have not been in that way. I've not been going to bed early enough. I've not been eating right. I'm eating well, but not eating right. And yeah, that's my plan.
I think the year the horse has been really fast for people so far, and I'd like to kind of slow things down a little bit. I loved what you said about choice there, Jamie, because we do all have a choice every single day in how we show up and what we do. I remember you were with me. I did a talk, and one of the girls, I was just speaking about, you know, habits and how I kind of changed my life around, how I slowed things down, how I became a healthier person. And this girl said, how do I drink more water? I just can't. I put the glass of water down on my desk every single day and I don't drink the water.
What did you say?
I said to her, you literally have to say out loud, I love myself enough to drink this glass of water. That breaks the cycle of not looking after yourself.
Mm.
I love myself enough to put down my phone right now. I love myself enough to get an early night. So if that girl's listening, please let me know if you did that. Okay, so I love myself enough to go to bed now. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much to Boyne Valley for supporting the Good Glow this season. I love working with Boyne Valley. It feels like such a great fit for the Good Glow. Thank you to you for tuning in. I'll link that episode. It's 30 minutes long, some gorgeous aha moments in it. And yeah, we'll see you on Sunday for the full episode.